We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's Friday night. We're at Westman Arena in Superior. The Yellow Jackets getting ready to take on Concordia University of Wisconsin. I'm John Garvin. We're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Dan Laughlin. And, you know, before we dive into X's and O's and all that stuff, Dano, how was the offseason for you?
It was good. It was a very quick summer, kind of anticipating a new year all summer. So it's finally here. You know, it's kind of like Christmas. You wait, and now it's finally here. So we're excited to get on our way.
I know when I talk to Rich on the men's side, we always say how it doesn't matter when the season ends in Division III. It is such a long off season. I mean, essentially the end of February all the way into the end of October, early November. That's a lot of time to be outside of the game, isn't it?
It is. It's, you know, those spring months are the hardest because you got playoffs going in the NHL and everything like that, and you're done. So it's kind of nice to have that continue on. But, you know, in the dead of summer, it gets... You know, you start getting a little anxious, but you gotta take time off too, and you know, rest up and get ready for the long haul.
I always say that the longest stretch of that is probably from mid to late July when we have the golf outing into the start of the season. That stretch just seems to take forever. Let's dive back now into last season for you. Obviously a tough one for the Yellow Jackets. Definitely did not go the way that you wanted. And I feel like those early games, it felt like you lost all of those 2-1, and you were never really able to get on track after that, were you?
Right. I mean, again, you know, last year we haven't talked about it much this year. Hopefully this will be the last time we talk about it. But... It was. We had, you know, 13 new players. That being said, it was a really good group. We just had to learn to be consistent with our play. I think last year we started with Hamlin or Gustavus, two top five teams in the nation. We lost 1-2-1 in overtime, and the other 1-2-1. You know, we skated with these teams all year. It's just the consistency, I think, with our youth and just the newness of having half a new team, it took time to grow as a team. We went through some growing pains, and it seemed every time we decided to have a growing pain, the puck went in the back of our net. So this year already feels like a veteran group. It just seems like we're all together. It's just it's a whole different just scene from last year. So, again, we're just going to do what we can with that.
And when you have those growing pains and they end up in the back of your net, you better have a potent offense to go along with that to offset that a little bit. And unfortunately for you, goals were kind of hard to come by for your team last year, weren't they?
They were. And again, you know, we had a lot of youth up front, and you know, you depend on them, but you can't lean on them heavy all the games. And so, you know, with our limited veterans we had, you know, we put a lot on them last year. So again, this year, We're older. It's a established group, and we should be able to take care of business that way.
So let's officially close the book on 18-19. Now we're in 2019-20, and you've made reference a couple times to how it's a different feel and feels like more of a veteran group. With that, leadership obviously is a very big thing. So where's the leadership coming from this season?
Obviously, it's the senior class. You know, we got Catherine Johnson, senior year in goalie, and Lauren Niska in defense. Molly Shelton and Kaylee Martinson. So those are our leaders, but we look to, we have a great junior class as well that's very talented, you know, with great leadership abilities. And, you know, you always want to lean on your seniors. I know Kaylee and Molly have been, you know, here all 4 years, so this is their last go-around, and they want to get this program back where it should be, and they've really put that on their shoulders. So I think you're going to see a lot from this year.
You know, and Kaylee in particular, she's kind of been the offensive driver, I guess, so to speak, of your team over the course of her career. You're going to lean on her a lot up front, aren't you?
She is. I mean, she's our superstar, you know, and she's got to – I told her she's got to be the best player every game. That's hard to do. That's very hard to do. But she wants to do it. She knows what she can do. I think she can be one of the best players in this league, if not the nation.
With the veteran club then, obviously you don't have to bring a lot in. I think you only have 4 newcomers on your roster this season. So talk to me a little bit about that group as a freshman.
Again, a couple are injured, so that kind of hurts right off the bat. But the two we have in that are, they're in there. They're going to be in there a lot. Very talented group again. It's nice to have a small number this year. You know, it's very manageable now. You're just kind of teaching three new players, the systems and such. So they'll be just fine. I know they're a little nervous tonight, as any freshman would be, but they'll get in there.
I remember my first game, butterflies like crazy when I put that jersey on for the first time, so I can absolutely sympathize with what your freshmen are going through. Concordia, Wisconsin here now tonight, a team that was a regular on the schedule back when you were all members of the NCHA. Haven't seen them a lot over the last few years, but talk to me a little bit about what you expect out of this group.
I think they're just, we played them last year, a hard-working group. They play as a team. And they just never quit. So I think it's we had a couple games against Glasgow, exhibition. So I think it's going to be very similar. Just a hard-working team, shooting from everywhere. I know they had good goaltending last year, so that's something we're going to try to get after right away.
You kind of segued into my next question very nicely, the exhibition games against St. Scholastica. What did you learn about your team in those two games, and what do you try to pull from those two exhibition games into the season opener?
I think it's just the maturity of our team. It was fun to see. We did a lot of really, really good things. Moved the puck well. We're executing right away now instead of last year, kind of building on it and building on it. It was good to play a couple games. Glasgow's hard work on the team, so we faced some adversity early too, which is good. And so, I think we're pretty ready to go.
Thanks a lot, Daniel. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.